Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that the question of the Nachash was, is the Eitz Hadas forbidden because it's the Eitz Hadas, or is the Eitz Hadas forbidden because you're eating it out of Ratzon? Chava's answer was that the Eitz Hadas forbidden because it's the Eitz Hadas, and not because of the Ratzon aspect. Because if it was the Ratzon aspect, then any tree could be Aser. Just happens to be that this tree is the only one that requires Ratzon, but theory, the other trees could also be Aser. But Chava's answer was, no, only the Eitz Hadas is Aser, as the Eitz Hadas, and not because of the Ratzon aspect. That was, and we explained the Psukim based on this. We saw Mamish Niflos, Mitoras Hashem. And now we will continue. We can explain now what Chava says, that Mipri, etc., Lo Sochu Mimenu, Velo Sigu Bo, Pentumusun, that we were told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and not to touch it, lest we die. So l'chora, it's not understood why she added in her answer the Isser Negia. The question wasn't whether or not there is an Isser Negia. So why did Chava put in this prat, this detail, this added element of Lo Sikubo? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Rashi writes, Lo Sikubo Hosifa Alat Tzivui Lefikach Ba Lide Giron. She added to the Tzivui, and therefore she came to detract from it. Hushanemar Al Tosef Al Dvarav. That's what it says in Mishlei, chapter 30, verse 6, don't add on to his words. That's from the Medrash Rashi brings. Later on, Dalet Chaf, Rashi writes, Shadachafa HaNachash, and later on in Pasuk Dalet, Rashi writes, Dachafa HaNachash, Dachafa Achanagabo, Omar La, Kishem Shein Misa B'Negia, Kach Ein Misa B'Achile. Pushed her, the Nachash pushes her, she touches it, and he says to her that just like there's no Misa when you touch it, there's also no Misa when you eat it. So l'chor, it's hard to understand. If the woman added Midaita, if the woman added on her own account the Isser on the Negia, knowing full well that it's not Sibui Hashem, how was she now seduced into eating from the tree because she didn't die? She knows that the Negia wasn't Aser. So how does touching it and not dying prove anything to her? If the Negia was Taka Aser, she could say, ah, oh, you're right, I didn't die by touching, I'm not going to die by eating it. But she knew full well that the Isser wasn't the touching, the Isser was the eating. V'ayein b'sifte chachamim b'od gimel b'kliyakar kan b'torat chayim b'sechet sanhedrin b'daf chavtet amud alef v'od shekatvu. And in the Pardes Yosef, he brings that it's mefurish in Novus Rabbi Nosson Perak Aleph v'od ayin sham, that Adam Arishon was the one who told her that there's an Isser also on the Negia together with the Isser Achila mitzad mishmeret v'siyag la'achila, that he wanted to make a gate, a fence, to prevent the eating. So therefore he also added the touching. And therefore she taka held, Chava, that achein asur hadavar min hadin, asur hadavar min hadin, le'echol, le'engoa ba'etz, to touch the tree. And the Nachash said to her, hey, he's right. Look what the Nachash said. He said, just like you didn't die by touching, you're not going to die by eating. Because Chava understood that you would die by eating. And that it says, Kol HaMoisiv Goyreya, is going on Adam HaRishon, that he added this Isser without telling her that it's only a Shmira. And because of this addition, they came to the detraction, the subtraction of Chava eating from the tree, Ayin Sham. And the Svarim we mentioned. So since Lemaisa, there was no Isser on the Negia, it's Pashut that she didn't have any Ratzon for which there would be bechira to do it or not to do it, because ratzon and bechira come on what's aser and not on what's not aser. And that's what the woman said, that's what the isha said, the chava said, that the yisod ha'iser is on the pri and not mitzat ha'ratzon, because in the Eitz Hadas Negia was also aser, and she knew that she didn't have a ratzon to touch it. So she didn't have a ratzon to touch it. It can't be the isers and the ratzon, because here there was a test of her ratzon, whether she was going to give into it or not, whether she was going to succumb or not. For the fact that she had no ratzon on the Negia, so, and yet it was aser, she understood that the issue here is not whether or not there's ratzon. It's not if it's ratzon, it's aser, and if it's not ratzon, it's mutter, because she understood that A, there's an iser Negia, and B, she has no ratzon on the Negia, so it must be there's no iser, the issue is not the Negia. The issue is not the ratzon. The issue is that the Eitz Hadas is aser, and it's nothing to do with ratzon, because you have an iser even if there's no ratzon, i.e. on the Negia. It's dafkan the Eitz Hadas, it's not an iser al mili ratzon. It's a maisa mesuyim of the pre Eitz Hadas. And now we understand why she added this. When she was answering the Nachash, and she said that Mipray Tzagan Nochel, Mipray Tzagan, Shebesoch Hagan, Amar Elokim Lo Sochlu Mimeno Lo Sigubo, Pentumusun, what she was saying was, as we explained in the previous year, she was telling the Nachash, Priyait, meaning that she's distinguishing between all the trees. You can't bunch them all together, all the pre Eitz Hagan, and say it's all because there's no ratzon, that's why it's mutter. Memela, the Eitz Hadas is also because of ratzon. No, the pre, just like there are different pairs for different trees, so too each tree is different. You can't bunch them all together and say these are ratzon, these are non-ratzon trees, and this is a ratzon tree. No, rather all of these trees are different, but they're all mutter because they're all permitted. And dafka the Eitz Hadas, which is aser, al Eitz Hadas, and the raya is, look, I'm not allowed to touch. If the iser was ratzon, I have no ratzon to touch. So it must be, it's nothing to do with ratzon, it has to do with just the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas is forbidden, not because of ratzon. Now we can answer the kash of the Sifsei Chachamim and Oz Gimel. How did the woman say that Hashem said, "Lo tochli mimenu velo tigu bo pen tumutun"? Don't eat from it and don't touch it, lest you die. V'harei im yeshnam mita b'negi'ah. If there's misa negi'ah, there's certainly misa in achila. So then, why do you need an azhara not to touch it? Touching it means making contact. So if there's an isa negi'ah, vaz is an isa achila. That's definitely touching. So based on what we said, we can say the answer as follows. By first trying to understand, why did the woman say pentamusun, which is a lashon of one death, lest you die? V'arei b'azhara ne'amar mot temutun. In the warning that was given, it says mos temusun. Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, there it says Mos Tamus, so there it's a double Lashon. And here, it's a single Lashon of Pentumusun. And also the Nachash in Pasuk Dalet writes Lo Mos Tamusun, is also a Kefil Misa. So why did Chava only say Pentumusun? And we also have to understand the Lashon of Pen, which is Mashmah that it's a Suffolk. What's Chavik Chas Shalom is there here? The Hegia, Hashem said, Mos Tamus, you're going to die. The Al Sheikh is all made on this Ayin Sham. In the Al-Sheikh, as nir'ah lomar kach, we explain that most tamusun is an onesh al zeh shemeachshav yesh lahem ratzon u'pchira, because you did this, that you gave yourself now ratzon, you gave yourself free choice. You employed your free choice to do what's wrong, So now they're going to die b'teva, not b'bechira. Al korchach ata chaya, al korchach ata meis, like it says in Pirkei Avos, we explained earlier. As nir'ah shezein u'ala klapei ha'achila, because that's what they had a ratzon for. That's what she had a ratzon for. So al yedei avi'achila yavol ha'ratzon l'sha'ar dvarim. So now she's going to be in the world of bechira. She's going to have a ratzon for other things as well. It's not going to be achol tochel, achol tochlun. It's not going to be this double lashon of always eating for the same reason, of eating again and again, always for the same reason that you have ratzon. That it's the teva. But rather, each time is going to be a new ratzon. And because of this, most tumusun, without ratzon, it's going to be mitivul shel adam, mi'atzem mitzius shel adam. That's going to be the nature of the world. That's going to be the reality of a person, as we explained earlier. Aval al hanigi'ah. She didn't have a ratzon for the negia, so it must be she ain hanegia inyan litzor ratzon ubitul haachol tochel shehaya ad achshav ela rak isuru sheonsho mita. The inyan of negia isn't creating a new ratzon now. It's not like being bevatel the achot ochel, that until now everything was with nature, and now she's going into the world, like the Ramban explains, like we started, we were ma'arich in the first two shiurim. Now you're in the world of ratzon. Now you're in the world where you make new choices each time. So that's only with the achila, but not with the negia. Negia, they're not creating ratzon. There was no ratzon for the negia. So therefore, the onish is not going to be a most tamus. It's just going to be a one mace. It's not going to be, there's going to be death. But not teva. If it was teva, then it would be most tamusun. But here she wasn't creating ratzon. Again, the punishment for creating ratzon, your own independent will, is that now there won't be any more will and one's going to have to die by nature. But here, by the negiah, she wasn't creating a new will, and therefore there's no death by nature, and therefore most tamus, hence most tamus is not the proper lashon, only one misa. And it's also together pen to musun, maybe, because it could change. It could change. Because God didn't speak about that. Because God spoke about mos tamus. And not this and not the touching, which is only one death. You're right, Chava understood that by touching it, she's going to die, but since there's no ratzon here, the issue here is not a ratzontic issue, so therefore it's not necessarily going to be, it's not going to be nature to die, and it's not going to necessarily last. So it's just pentamusun. And that answers the Sechom's kash, that it says, L'sochum en osigubo pentamusun. If there's an isser negia, there's pashit and isser misa. And the answer is no. The L'sigubo pentamusun, that's different than the L'sochum imenu. These are two different misas. One's misa b'teva, one's misa na b'teva. One's going to be part of nature, one's going to be part of mitzias, and the other one is not. The one, the touching one is not. It's only on the achila it says most tamusun. And now we understand. Why the Nachash was an Arum, like we've mentioned in the previous shir. They weren't stam words. All the Ror Chaim saw was Rishus, he asked. He didn't see Divrei Chachma. But it was Chachma. Because he wanted to be Machshel her. He pushes her, she touches, she doesn't die. So he wants to prove, he asked a very wise Kasha. He asked this Chakira. Is it a din in eight? Hadas because there's ratzon, or just because the eight hadas is aser? She answered, it's because the eight hadas is aser. So he said, so if it's just the eight hadas aser, look, you touched it, nothing happened. I know you didn't have a ratzon, but you said it's not an inyan of ratzon, it's just that the eight hadas is forbidden to eat, forbidden to touch. Look, you touched it, and everything's cool. So you see, there's no Misa. So there's a lot of Chachma here, just, you know, to get to chop this entire shir, there's a lot of Chachma. And the Nachash was mechaving to it. Because he asked her this lamdish question, what's the nature of the Yisr of Eitz HaDaas? And she gave her answer, that it's not because of Ratzon, it's because the Eitz HaDaas has been forbidden for whatever reason. And it's also been forbidden, and now he's Nichnas Ledvarim. And then he says, I'm forbidden also for touching. So look, you touched it and nothing happened. So now everything should be okay. He knew she would answer to explain, to prove it. I'll prove to you it's not Ratzon, because I can't touch it. And I have no Ratzon to touch it. So it must be not because of Ratzon. It must be because it's just the Eitz HaDaas as Eitz HaDaas, regardless of whether there's Ratzon or not is Aser. And he knew that, and then he pushed her. And then he says, look, it's not true. There was a great Chachma here. Now we can explain Tam Onsho Shel Anachosh. V'yomar Hashem Elokim El Anachosh Ki Asisa Zos Ora Atal Mikol Abeimo Mikol Chayas Asadeh Al Gachon Chotelech V'afratoch Al Kol Yimei Chayecha. So we want to understand the Mida Keneged Mida. What's the Mida Keneged Mida of Al Gachon Chotelech, which is hopefully for a future shir. And you're going to eat dust all the days of your life. What's the Mida Keneged Mida? Ayin b'tosefta b'selta b'perek dalav. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That originally what the Nachash said is there's no Isser mitzad Eitz HaDaas. The Isser is lo le'echol davar sheyeshno ratzon b'tava ilav. That was what he asked. He said, maybe it's because of Ratzon. And then she said, no, it's not because of that. It's for a different reason. But he brought up the reason of Ratzon. And then, so you're clearing said shailas about Ratzon. You're going to lose your Ratzon? Everything, afra tocha kol yimei chayecha. You can eat dust and there's going to be nothing else to eat. That really can take away somebody's appetite. ולא תהיה לו אפשרות לאכילה הבאה מחמת רצון ותאווה. Everything's going to be like offer. Offer תוכל כל ימי חייך. So that's the Mida Keneged Mida. You got her with this kasha of Ratzon and Taiva, so now you're not going to have Taiva anymore in your eating. So that is a mahalach in this parsha of the Chayei Eitz HaDaas. And of course, there's so much Torah to say, and we just, Mamish, gave one little glimmer of what there is. Yesh laharich me'od, and I hope to return to this very, very important sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.